Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Last year's last year. I'm not focused on last year. Focused on training camp.
Training camp is on.
I've been waiting for a long time to get back on the field.
Let's go! The
field grinder, this ground is work. The hard work continues. Everything continues.
Hey, let's turn it up now!
You're up, man. It's going to be a fast season.
Let's go!
Come on, AB. Yep.
Good day. Let's get something out of it.
New quarterbacks in new places. You're getting new receivers in new places. So you want to build that chemistry.
Came for the culture, came for the show. They know we go big or go home.
You know, nothing is just given to you. We got to start over again.
Feel good to be back, baby.
We have arrived. Training camp is here, and so is Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are the first to open camp today, but let's take a look back at how Rodgers arrived to camp back in 2021. The man bun hairstyle, the office t-shirt, the oversized shades. I actually have a pair of those in my car, fun fact. But then last year, the slow-mo, of course, the full Nicolas Cage look, long hair with the tank top on. It is an iconic look, and you gotta keep the slow-mo going, of course. Now, fast forward to this year, fairly straightforward for Rodgers' camp arrival. The new man in New York now, quite sophisticated. Maybe he just got back from the Hamptons, East Coast vibes. And speaking of the East Coast, hello, welcome to NFL Live. I'm Victoria Arlen, alongside Louis Riddick, Booger McFarland, and of course, Kimberly Martin. And as you can see, the New York Jets have officially reported to training camp, and this comes 15 days before Aaron Rodgers and company play in the Hall of Fame game against the Cleveland Browns on August 3rd. Kimberly Martin has been at the facility all day, and she caught up with Quinnen Williams.
What feedback were you getting from teammates, or what have you heard about Aaron, and what's the one thing that's different about the Jets having Aaron Rodgers in this building?
First of all, he's a four-time MVP, so, like, that every time I ask him, I'm like, how is he, bro? Like, how is he thought about it? He's like, bro, it's phenomenal. Like, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And if you're a fan of football, you're a fan of great quarterbacks, and he's one of the top quarterbacks of all time to me. Having a guy like that on the team, all the experience, all the accolades that he's won, all the different things that he's done, and still be able to do it at a high level now is tremendous, and that's how I was saying my career wanted to be. All the great defensive tackles he's played against, all the great defensive linemen who sacked him and he played against, I definitely want to ask some questions on that.
I've already seen the Hard Knocks cameras here. Are you a fan of Hard Knocks? And how do you feel about it? Because your head coach and quarterback have already said they would prefer them not be here, but are you happy that they're here?
It doesn't matter to me, man. Like, you know, I came from Bama, so I still have a lot of Coach Saban in me, man. And I always keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is football, finding a way to get better every single day as a team, defense, player, and my own. Cameras can be here, media can be here, anybody can be here, but it's internal for me. Getting better every single day, putting my best foot forward as a human, as a player, is my main goal.
Awesome stuff, Kimberly. Now, the AFC East is stacked this year. This is the only division in the NFL where all four teams are ranked in the top half of the league by ESPN Analytics. The Bills are favored to win the division at 44%, followed by the Jets and the Dolphins above 20. While they still have Bill Belichick, the Patriots only have a 9% shot at the division title. Now, Booger, the Jets have a ton of talent, but that doesn't always win in the NFL. What's the first thing they need to figure out in camp now?
Well, they got to figure out their offensive line situation. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be number one. You know, for them, you got the quarterback. Yeah, the offense is talented. We know what the defense is going to be, but this is all going to start with the guy that's giving them all the hope. Every time you mention the name Aaron Rodgers, all the Jets fans go crazy because they know what he can bring. Well, guess what? If you can't keep him upright, if you can't keep him in a position where he can get better and create continuity and cohesiveness with his weapons on the outside all season long, then what good does it do? Like, the only reason we have the hope we have about the Jets is because the guy playing at quarterback. And if they don't figure out their offensive line situation, particularly the tackles, then it's all for naught. They will be a good football team with a really, really good defense that struggles to put points on the board offensively like they did last year. So this offensive line and this blocking situation is paramount in training camp, Lou.
Yeah, and even before they get to the passing game, the run game, I mean, their run block success last year in terms of run block win rate as a team was, what, 30th in the NFL, which is just not going to get it, especially considering the kind of backs that they have. And they've got a stable of them. They've got guys that really complement one another, you know, assuming that Breece Hall will be 100% once the season rolls around. They drafted Izzy Abanikanda in the fifth round out of Pittsburgh, who's a sub-4'3", 220-pound runner. They got Michael Carter. They got Zonovan Knight. They got some tight ends that can really threaten the middle of the field as well. You know, as far as the passing game is concerned, they've got nice weapons on the perimeter. Look, and Aaron's going to be running the offense that is his. I mean, really, that's exactly what Nathaniel Hackett's going to install. All the best things from Aaron's time in Green Bay that he likes to run in all situations. But, as you said, none of it means anything if you're under duress or you're constantly in second and long and third and long and you're having to run for your life. That is a recipe for disaster for this football team. So before you watch Aaron Rodgers, just watch what's going on in front of him in training camp and in preseason this year.
Now, Booger, do they come out the gate strong, or will it take some time to get that momentum going and get that chemistry going?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a little time. And these practices during training camp are going to be paramount because we know veteran quarterbacks don't like to play a lot in the preseason. I think that they're going to struggle a little bit early because they're going to have to get their time on task and their continuity in the regular season. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to say, hey, all of a sudden, hey, put me in preseason game 1, 2, or 3. Like, he's not just going to volunteer to play 50 snaps in the preseason. So, Lou, I just wonder how they are going to create that speed at practice, because you got to get those full speed reps. Are they going to try to convince him to play in the preseason games, or are they going to try to create that speed at practice? Because that's the only way they're going to develop that cohesiveness with the offense. They got to go full speed.
Well, and just to kind of reset what's on the line here is the Jets haven't made the playoffs in 12 straight seasons, which is the longest streak in the league. So a lot is on the line. There's a reason why Aaron Rodgers is being called the savior. But we got to move things over to Dallas. And sources tell Adam Schefter that Cowboys team captain and six-time All-Pro guard Zach Martin is considering not reporting to training camp because of unhappiness with his contract. Now, Martin has said that he is, quote, woefully underpaid relative to the market. Now, how important is Martin to Dallas's plan this year? Well, let's go back to the combine, where Mike McCarthy said that his goal is a little different from what former offensive coordinator Kellen Moore wanted. He said, quote, I've been where Kellen has been. Kellen wants to light the scoreboard up, but I want to run the damn ball so I can rest my defense. But since the season ended, McCarthy took over play calling this offense this offseason from Moore, who is now in LA with Justin Herbert. Dallas also cut Ezekiel Elliott this offseason. Tony Pollard was tagged but also had leg surgery, and that may impact the ground game, and now Zach Martin is in question. No Cowboy played more snaps than him over the last 5 years, but he's considering a holdout. Lou, on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this for the Cowboys to figure out soon?
A 12. It's real important. 12. Look, I mean, you're talking about a guy who has, you know, an uncommon type of impact on an offensive line, being that he plays a position that typically gets devalued in the NFL, although I would argue, considering how good some of the D tackles and three techniques are in the NFL, guard has become increasingly important, not just in the run game, but the pass game. So look, in order for you to execute on this new strategy and this new kind of philosophical approach to offensive play that Mike wants to play, you better have your best offensive lineman there. You better figure out a way to get him healthy. You better not have his rhetoric being that which is, you know what, I'm considering sitting out. I don't think I'm really appreciated. I think I'm woefully underpaid. You got to have him in the fold in order to get this run game going. And on top of it, think about the situation they're at, Booger, at running back with just Tony Pollard. They don't even have any depth really at that position. And he's coming off of a serious lower leg injury. So right now, this is kind of a house of cards for them. If Zach Martin winds up missing time, it could really go from bad to ugly for them as far as how they're trying to play this year offensively.
Yeah, and let's understand how we got these comments, Lou. Think about this. Zach Martin is a pro. Like, he's been around a long time. He understands how to get things done. We rarely ever see his name in the paper. So that means that he's gone to the Cowboys probably behind the scenes and said, hey, guys, can we sweeten this deal? And they probably said no. Up pops the report from Adam Schefter because he's letting know now that we have to go public because probably this hasn't gotten done. So now I go public with Schefter, put a little pressure on the Cowboys. He's one of the better offensive linemen in football. And I don't think it's any coincidence, Lou, that today – he got a 99 rating in Madden, and there's a lot of publicity about Zach Martin. All of a sudden, we get this report today. Dang. I understand how this thing works. He needs to be paid.
Timing
he understands that he's underpaid. And when he's been healthy, exactly, when he's been healthy, he's been one of, if not the best offensive lineman in football. And if you're the Cowboys and you're going to take care of Dak and Trayvon Diggs and some of these other guys that reportedly you want to take care of, you got to take care of the guy that's going to straw that's going to stir the drink, and that's Zach Martin.
You got to take care of your guys so that they can take care of you.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a few guys in the NFL that regardless of position are guys who are pillar players. They're foundational guys that you kind of make exceptions for on the pay scale. You know, even though this guy in particular, when you're talking about Zach Martin as an offensive guard, and he's one of them. He's one of the guys that has to be a priority. Now, when you're negotiating an extension for him and a raise, obviously you have to take his age into account because he is on – the plus side of 30, I believe he's 33, or be 34 soon, or is he 32, about to be 33? But regardless, he has to be someone that you take care of. You can't have him missing time, especially considering that they're right in the thick of it right now in the NFC.
Absolutely. And the NFC, there's no margin of error in the NFC East, as the league is without a single team with a losing record. So there's no margin of error that can be done there. Now, players arrived at the Jets camp today for the first time, and take a look at Michael Clemens, no shirt and a baseball bat. Booger, I have to ask you, was this how you like to arrive?
Well, first of all, if I look like that, I wouldn't wear a shirt either. But I'm just concerned what the baseball bat is for.
Yeah,
I get the no shirt. You think you look good. You got a couple of abs. But what is the baseball bat for?
Yeah. Are we playing? Are we playing football here? Yeah. I want to know what the baseball bat's for too, because he's a kicker. So maybe he was just warming up. You know, it is New York, so we're talking about, you know, all right, we're just gonna keep it rolling here. We're just getting started on NFL Live. No baseball bats here. After a big week for running backs in the front office, find out which one tops the Madden ranking and who got snubbed. Plus, hear the heartwarming story of Brixton Wood, a Bengals fan looking to learn some moves from Ja'Marr Chase.
Like walk with it a little bit, just a little walk with it. Go like that. There you go. And then that's what you put it together? Go like that.
4, 5, 6.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back to NFL Live. We got Deshaun Watson arriving at Cleveland. Camp's opening up today, and the Browns, of course, will be taking on the Jets August 3rd in the Hall of Fame game. Now, it is Madden's ratings reveal week across ESPN, and each day we'll be unveiling the top 10 highest-rated players in the video game Madden NFL 24, and today are the running backs. So let's kick it off with number 10, Aaron Jones. Booger, take it away.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, love his play style. One of the smaller running backs in the league, but I tell you what, He can run tough, physical between the tackles. His elusiveness to get outside is outstanding. And his contact balance is something that if you're a running back, you really want to model after.
All right, number 9, Tony Pollard. Lou.
All last year, people wanted to see more of Tony Pollard and less of Ezekiel Elliott. Well, this year, you're going to get your chance. We just talked about the fact that they got to get this offensive line squared away and make sure Zach Martin is there. This is one of the reasons. You want to see more of those big runs, you better have Zach Martin in the fold.
All right, number 8, Jonathan Taylor. Booger.
Yeah, you talk about a pure running back. I just love his style. A bigger back can take it to the house. Not only run and get to the tough yard, but he can go 70, 80 yards, speed to burn.
All right, number 7, Austin Eckler. Blue.
Pound for pound, one of the toughest players in the NFL, bar none. He's woefully underpaid. He's about 13 or 14 on the average per year pay scale. He deserves a big time role and a big time payday.
Number 6, Dalvin Cook. Booger.
Talk about underappreciated. He's 27 years old, 4 straight years, over 1,000 yards, but he doesn't have a job. He needs a job soon.
All right, number 5, Saquon Barkley. Lou, it's getting faster.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, he just needs to get his money. You see the highlights right here. He can do it all. He can run inside, outside, catch the ball at the backfield. He can take it the distance. He just got to get paid.
Pay the man. All right, number 4, Derrick Henry. Booger.
Has there ever been a more intimidating runner since Earl Campbell in our league? Derrick Henry. Still amazes me, the workload he carries and still shows up each and every week.
All right, number 3, Josh Jacobs. Lou.
Yeah, 350-plus touches this year. He was an absolute workhorse for the Raiders. I know that he did it in a year where he needed to do it because he was up for a new contract. But look, there's nothing more he can do. He proved that he can carry the load. Let's see what happens with his contract situation.
All right, number 2, Christian McCaffrey. Booger.
Maybe the best Swiss Army knife in our league. Running back, wide receiver. He can run it. He can catch it. He changed the 49ers season when they traded for him.
All right, number 1, Nick Chubb. Lou.
Of all these backs, this is the guy who I would not want to see in the hole back in my playing days. I would be making business decisions on this dude. He will punish you. And he has proven that, look, value can be found in running backs outside of the first round. He's the poster boy for it.
Now, it's kind of crazy that a guy ranked 6th overall at his position in Madden is still not on a roster as camp start here. Now, Booger, give us a landing spot for Dalvin Cook that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's the same spot that a lot of people have stated, down with the Miami Dolphins. He's from the Miami area. You can put him in that scheme where it's a one-cut scheme and get downhill. And they are a fast, fast football team. He would fit right in there because of his home run hitting ability, but not only in Miami. I mean, if he were to go to Denver, any team that wants to have a dynamic playmaker at the running back position, and you got about $6 or $7 million to sweeten the pot, you need to go get Dalvin Cook, because unlike some running backs, he's young at 27. He's been very, very productive. And if you're looking for somebody that can help your football team, if you're right on the precipice of getting into the postseason and contending for a title, Dalvin Cook can do that.
Will somebody please explain to me why Dallas is not in the mix for this guy? Mm-hmm. Please. I mean, Mike McCarthy said we want to run the football. You have a running back that had a lower leg injury who's never been a bell cow back. He's always been in a rotation. Tony was in the rotation with Zeke. That's what I mean. Why is Dallas? Why do they think, like, well, it's just the Tony Pollard show. It's just him. I mean, I don't understand why a guy like Dalvin Cook. Can you imagine Dalvin Cook and Tony Pollard? That 1-2 punch. I mean, both of those guys will absolutely rip you, and they fit that offense perfectly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't get it. I must be missing something. Maybe I don't watch enough football or something. I don't know what it is, but it just seems to fit for me.
I think it would fit for all of us, but I think we're all asking that same question, and that's why we're like, where would be a good fit be? And Miami's a good one, but Dallas would be a good one too. But that's the looming question. But let's take a look at 11 through 20 here. Now, Booger, is there a guy who belongs in that top 10 that's on this list? We might need our glasses here, everyone.
Yeah, to me, I mean, there are a couple. For me, I would lean toward Alvin Kamara. And okay. I understand, you know, when you have a list like this, there's somebody you got to take off. I would slide Tony Pollard down because he's never done it, as Lou said, down in and down out. Well, here's a guy that's done it. And you talk about his ability to do it all. I mean, to me, there was Christian McCaffrey, then there was Alvin Kamara as far as the best dual threat running backs in our league. He's been forgotten about.
Well, just let me tell you, somebody who's going to play their way on everybody's list. And that's going to be the rookie Bijan Robinson out of Texas in Arthur Smith's offense down there in Atlanta. Bijan Robinson is going to be the poster boy for exactly what we're talking about concerning the value of running backs and how things go for them. Watch him hit the ground running this year and just rip it up. Absolutely rip it over the next 2 to 3 years. He's going to be dynamic. We're going to be talking about him as a top two, top three running back in the entire NFL. And then about 5 years into it, we're going to be talking about why isn't he getting paid.
All right. They all need to get paid. All right. Tune in all week across ESPN as we continue to unveil the highly anticipated Madden ratings and scan the QR code on the screen for more exclusive Madden NFL 24 ratings content and coverage. Still ahead, do you think we can't take Aaron Rodgers and turn it into a Jets defense discussion? You're wrong. Hear how adding the future MVP could impact his own defense.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Since 1980, the Walt Disney Company and Make-A-Wish together have granted over 150,000 wishes globally for children facing critical illness. ESPN's My Wish series shares the stories of some of these life-changing wishes. To learn more about Disney and ESPN's efforts to deliver joy when it's needed most, visit wish.org/mywish.
All this week, in partnership with Make-A-Wish, ESPN's My Wish series is making sports wishes come true for children facing critical illnesses. Even though he's just 6 years old and lives in Texas, Brixton's fandom of the Cincinnati Bengals runs deep. So as he faced a months-long hospital stay, the dream of doing the gritty with his favorite player, Ja'Marr Chase, kept his spirits up. With more on Brixton's wish, here's Chris Connolly. Yeah, this is my
wish. Here, on this high school football field, with the Eagles of Georgetown, Texas, is where 6-year-old Brixton Wood would like to be someday.
What kind of position do you think you want to play in flag football?
Receiver.
It had been a picture-perfect life for the Wood family.
Go, Bricks, go, go, run!
For Bricks, there were games on the diamond and kindergarten last fall, when some unexplained bruising led his mother, Ashley, to take him for lab work.
They put us on the oncology side rather than the hematology side. I was like, why are we on the oncology side?
My wife called me and said, hey, I need you to be here immediately. I could hear her really worried. Yeah.
On the afternoon of October 5th, an oncologist had shattering news.
Your son has leukemia. and I start freaking out. Going down there that day, I had no idea that she was going to tell me my son had cancer.
Brixton had been diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, AML. He'd undergo multiple rounds of chemotherapy. During round four, Brix ran a fever for 11 days. Doctors decided to insert a feeding tube.
Him just crying out for me, telling me when I'm his mom, "Mom, tell them to stop. Like, I don't want this in." And knowing that I can't tell them to stop was probably one of the hardest moments.
A patient for 156 straight days. Brix saw his parents fix up his hospital room to showcase his love of football and of the Cincinnati Bengals.
You want to go to Cincinnati?
Yes.
You know, it's cold there.
Well, I don't care. All I want to see is your Chiefs.
We even had a sign, the Chiefs fans cannot come in. That was Brixton's doing.
He's now in remission. For his wish, Brix wants to meet Jamar Chase and do the gritty with him. He thinks the cameras are there for a photo session. Because on this day, he has no idea who he's about to see.
Oh.
Who is that? Oh, look, Brix, look, there's a sign that says, "Hi, Brix, I'm Hude, and I have some big news. We heard you had a wish to spend some time with Jamar Chase and the Bengals. Well, your wish is granted!"
Cincinnati!
Days later, Brixton and his family are in Cincinnati, getting a tour of the Bengals facility. Next to Jamar Chase's locker, there's a locker just for Brix that's filled with fresh gear. And that gets his older sister Brielle's approval.
"That looks good, Brix."
Brix and his family then head to the practice field.
"I see where they practice."
"Got the swag, got the gloves and everything. Take a knee. I got a special guest today, okay? Brix Wood, 6 years old, right? From Texas, okay, brave young kid. He's in cancer remission right now, so great news." "Yeah. As loud as you can, say 1, 2, 3, Hude, okay? Go ahead, Brix."
"What is he, Hude? What is he, Hude? What is he, Hude?
Hude!
Hude!
Now, Brix and Jamar show off their dance moves.
"Yeah, let me see your gritty right fast, man."
"Yeah, one, two.
Hey. So you gotta start off with your hands like this, and then move up forward, like walk with it a little bit, just a little walk with it. Go like that. There you go. And then that's when you put it together, go like that.
You gotta add a little flavor in it."
The six-year-old who pretended in his room that he was Jamar is catching passes from the real Jamar.
"Yeah."
And running back Travion Williams.
"Let's get warmed up right fast before you route him up." "Yes, sir. Yes, sir."
"Going through pregame right now. Pregame, you got to get ready, get your mind right. When it's go time, it's go time. Draw something up.
You want to go deep?
I ain't going to look. Set, go."
"Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, run. Go! Go! Go!
The boy diagnosed with cancer 6 months ago, who vowed to never give up, is going 99 yards to the end zone.
10.
No, 5.
No way.
Touchdown.
Let me see your dance. Do the gritty. Let me see. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, Briggs. You're fine, Briggs. Yeah, that's fine. You tired?
Yeah, I'm tired too. That's a good walk back.
That's your ball.
I want to be elite like you. You made it look easy.
A photo and a big smile from Bricks at his locker tops off his wish. A huge day for the boy who is so eager to get on the football field himself.
4, 5, 6. Slide!
Whew, there's nothing quite like the power of a wish and never giving up. Shout out to Make-A-Wish, the Bengals, and of course, Ja'Marr Chase. We are also sending our love and best wishes to Brixton. Maybe he can teach us a thing or two about the gritty here at ESPN. Still to come, whether it's in a race car, fire truck, or hot air balloon, NFL players know how to arrive to training camp in style, maybe even a gritty. See some of the best all-time moments next.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to NFL Live. ESPN Fantasy Football is the number one fantasy game, and with the season right around the corner, get your league started now at ESPN.com/fantasyfootball. Now, the Seahawks announced today that they will wear their throwback jerseys in Week 8 versus the Browns, and take a look at these. I've always been a big fan of the Seahawks jersey, but now, I'm not going to lie, I'm a big fan of the throwback jerseys. Always a fan of the throwback jerseys. Are we fans, fellas? I'd say so, yeah. I mean, I think
that's what I remember. I like those.
Yeah, yeah. We're all fans. And we're also officially 50 days until kickoff of the NFL season. The Chiefs will host the Lions exactly 50 days from today. So that got us thinking, let's answer some questions that are as close to 50-50 in the NFL right now. And we're going to put 50 seconds on the clock and see how many you get through. Lou, you are up. All right, Chargers, 50% chance okay. to make the playoffs, in or out?
In.
All right. Bills, a heavy favorite to win the division.
Not going to happen. It's going to be Miami's division this year in the East.
All right. All right. Saquon Barkley plays Week 1 versus the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say no, he doesn't. I think Saquon has to make a stand right now. If he wants to get anything close to what he thinks he's worth, he has to make a stand. I think he has to sit out at least a game.
All right, sit out at least a game. Will Levis will start a game for the Titans this season.
I think that'll happen. I think it'll be in the last quarter of the season. I think it'll be Ryan Tannehill's show early. But from what I hear, Will has flashed some real nice potential down there so far this offseason in Tennessee.
Okay, Vikings about 50% chance to make the playoffs, in or out? Oh!
Out.
Okay.
Out.
All right. You got five. Okay. We like it.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. I say that's really, right. really solid. All right, well done. Moving on to Mahomes. Today, Patrick Mahomes took the field for the first time since his Super Bowl win, and he spoke yesterday for the first time in camp about the challenge of repeating this season.
You should be motivated every year in the league. It shouldn't matter what the last year was. I mean, you should be motivated to do it again. When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. For us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
There's so much parity in this league that there's nothing that's granted to you. You've got to earn it, and then there's got to be certain things that just happen for you in the right direction, and then you'd have a chance to do something like that. But to do that, you've got to go this one day at a time approach, and you've got to be intense through those days that you're given an opportunity to get better with.
Two things before we get started. I'm all about that Hawaiian shirt. Secondly, it's really hard to repeat a Super Bowl win. The last team to do that was the 03-04 Patriots. Now, Lou, what's the biggest challenge for the Chiefs to repeat this year?
Yeah, I think when you look at it roster-wise, I think at some point in time, someone's going to have to step up at wide receiver outside of Travis Kelce and really declare themselves as Patrick's go-to guy other than Travis Kelce. So I think look, you're looking at rookie Rashee Rice. You're looking at someone like Kadarius Toney, who they absolutely love, who's on your screen right there, who's a former, you know, first-rounder himself. I think they have to develop that kind of guy. Could it be a guy like Sky Moore, who they drafted last year? So there's a number of guys who are potential candidates on the roster, but they have to have someone other than Travis. Because, look, I don't know, how much longer is Travis Kelce going to play? I mean, he can only do so much and you know, be that security blanket for Patrick Mahomes for so long. So I think that's the position you need to watch here going forward.
You know, normally I would say complacency, but, I mean, they've been to the AFC title game 5 years in a row. They won 2 Super Bowls. They understand what it's like to be in this position of trying to repeat, so they already know how to deal with that. I think as long as 15, 95, and 87 stay healthy, I mean, that's Travis Kelce, that's Chris Jones, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's going to be tough for this team not to be back in that same position. They got to protect the quarterback. They got to make sure that 15 stays healthy and stays upright, and that offensive line is going to be key, particularly with Donovan Smith at the left tackle position. That will be that's the one question mark. If you ask the people that are on the ground every day, if you ask the booth that are there covering this football team, they don't know about Donovan Smith. He's got a lot of potential. He's still young. He's my neighbor here in Tampa before he went to training camp in Kansas City. How well is he going to acclimate to protecting the blind side? Because we've seen when this offense can't protect Mahomes, we saw the Bucs embarrass them in the Super Bowl. Mm. So that's the one question mark. I think if you ask anybody in that organization, they'll give you the right answer. But in the back of their mind, they have to be a little skeptical of how Donovan Smith is going to perform.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they've done down there, and I will say this, that under Andy Reid's tutelage overall, since he's the guy who oversees it top down, they have taken care of that offensive line. And look, they had Orlando Brown Jr. playing about as well as he could possibly play, you know, there in Kansas City, when many people thought he would never be a franchise caliber left tackle when he had left Baltimore. So, look, I won't put anything past this system and Andy Reid as a coach overall, especially when it comes to getting offensive linemen to play above and beyond what you think is their potential.
Absolutely, getting above and beyond. And just, like, take a look at these numbers, too, I want to just say. If any team can repeat, it's one that's being led by Patrick Mahomes. He's thrown 192 pass touchdowns since becoming a starter in 2018, or 30 more than anyone else in that span. So if there's anyone to trust, it's Patrick Mahomes. So we shall see. Look, I trust anyone in a Hawaiian shirt, but take a look at this guy. I also trust this guy, Will McDonald, arriving to camp today on a skateboard. That got us thinking about arrivals. So let's take a look at the best camp arrivals of all time. We're going to look at number 5, Brett Kiesel, who arrived in a dump truck. What are our thoughts on that?
Also, I kind of like that one.
I kind of don't mind that one. Those are really hard to operate, fun fact. Very challenging to operate. Number 4, Reggie Wayne arrived in an Indy car. Are we here for
it? Oh, he wasn't
driving it, though. Yeah, that's a little tight. I don't know if I could pull that one off as a bigger guy right there. I don't know if I can fit in one
of those things. I would have been more impressed if he was driving. He was just a passenger.
This one might be my favorite, though. James Harrison arrived in a fire truck. And he drove it, too. And he had the horn. He pulled the horn. Pulled the horn.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, the slow-mo. We love the slow-mo. All right, number 2, Jalen Ramsey arrived in a Brinks truck. He had someone announcing him. And he said, look, show me the money, folks. I am here. Is there actual cash?
Oh, you got to love this. You talk about a rival-fitting personality. Both of those are checked.
Right there. Number 1, Antonio Brown arrived in a hot air balloon. Are we for this?
Yep.
No? Yes, maybe.
Yeah, no, you know, I would never, ever go up in a hot air balloon.
No.
Ever. Ever.
All right, coming up next.
Kind of afraid of heights, huh, Lou?
I'm afraid of heights, too. All right, coming up next, Aaron Rodgers is in a training camp for the first time with the Jets today, and we'll take you out to camp where we caught up with Quinnen Williams on how the new QB is impacting the defense. Here's the next UFC event exclusively on ESPN Plus. It comes from the O2 Arena in London. The prelims begin Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, followed by the main card highlighted by the heavyweight main event between England's Tom Aspinall and Marcin Tybura. Now the Jets have placed RB Breece Hall on the PUP list to begin training camp. This was tweeted by our very own Field Yates. And Lou, I know it's early and training camp has just begun, but do you have any concerns about this?
No, not at all. It's probably something you should have expected considering the fact that they want to just take it slow with Breece coming off of that knee injury last year. You know, this PUP, he can be taken off of this at any time. They have good depth at the running back position. They can get a good look at some of their other young runners. I mentioned Israel Abanikanda from Pitt, you know, earlier on in the show. That's a guy who can get more reps. And now they don't have to – they can use Breece Hall's spot for someone else on the roster. Don't have to chew up a roster spot this early in training camp. It's a smart move on the part of the Jets. I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Now, speaking of the Jets, we talked about how the Jets camp opened for the first time today with Aaron Rodgers arriving, of course, in style, and everyone else arriving in style, of course. Aaron was a little more subdued, but they'll, of course, face the Cleveland Browns for the Hall of Fame game on August 3rd. But our very own Kimberly Martin has been out there all day covering the Jets, so let's send it to her now.
Jets players reported to camp this morning, and it wasn't just our cameras that greeted them. Hard Knocks cameras were everywhere. And the player everyone wants to get their eyes on, of course, is Aaron Rodgers. Now, the only glimpse we got of him was his understated entrance into the building. What's not understated, according to defensive stud Quinnen Williams, is Rodgers' impact so far.
Having Aaron Rodgers on our team, battling against him, he giving us feedback, we giving him feedback, we just competing at a super high level, just bringing me back when I was at Alabama, and both, like, the offense and defense was going at it and getting better every single day. You had first rounders on that offensive side, you had first rounders on defense side. That's the same thing. You got some great receivers on there going against a great cornerback, great running back coming back going against a great linebacker, great offensive lineman going against good defensive lineman. We got a great team this year. We just got to get 1% better every day and focus on the main goal and focus on the main things.
The path to achieving that goal begins Thursday when the Jets hold their first training camp practice. And if Wednesday's light conditioning was any indication, there will be plenty of Jay-Z bumping through the speakers.
We love to hear it. So you heard Quinnen Williams talking about how Rodgers is impacting the defense already. Booger, how different will it be for the Jets defenders to play with a high caliber offense now?
Well, I got a little experience. I went from Tampa, where our quarterback play was suspect, to Indianapolis, where we had Peyton Manning. And it's amazing how it changed my life. No longer did I have to play 95 snaps on defense. There were games where we only played 40 or 50 plays because the offense had the ball. The offense continued to get first downs. And when we were on the field, we were more aggressive. We were fresher. We were able to play and dominate at a higher level because our offense is keeping the ball. It's something about it. When your offense is on the field, and there's a 10, 15 play drive, the offense gets momentum. They get excitement. When the defense is on the field that long, hey, we go down. We get discouraged. So I think this Jets defense, and I know it may sound crazy, I expect this defense to play at a higher level because of how the offense plays, because they're not going to have to play as long on the field.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the goal, right? I mean, That's kind of what Mike McCarthy is talking about in Dallas, although he was just referring to the running game, and you know, but that's kind of what he was talking about how offensive efficiency can really improve defensive play. And Boog is exactly right. Offenses go 15 plays, and the offensive line is sitting there laughing at you because you have your tongue hanging out and you're just worn out. Defenses go 15 plays, and they're like, this isn't good. Then your offense goes three and out and puts you back out there. Nothing is worse for a defense. So for sure, the more efficient, the more productive, the more versatile this offense can be in New York, the better it is for the defense overall, and a defense that's already pretty darn good.
Absolutely.
And when you look at, you talk about the defense, I think Quinnen Williams is going to be on a mission. I think he played a lot of plays, a lot of snaps, talking about efficiency. He just got his money. He just got paid. I think he can be even more dominant. I think he can be in the conversation for defensive player of the year. What, 12 and a half sacks last year? Mm-hmm. I think he can approach the 15 mark, that by which we haven't seen, but Chris Jones and Aaron Donald get to from a defensive tackle perspective, folks. So I honestly expect this young man to have an even better year, because it's amazing when you have confidence that your quarterback can go out and put points on the board, you can take more chances defensively. Sauce Gardner, I got to think, will be better. So no longer do you have to be perfect. You can be aggressive and be a playmaker, and I think you're going to see a lot of their young stars do that on their defense.
Quinnen Williams is the $66 million man. He's like, show me the money. Let's go. Now, we have time for one more thing. Speaking of Jets training camp, let's go back to 2012 training camp when our very own Diana Russini was covering them, and look at this catch by Diana. She is going to, it's going to be this, well, no, this is not it. Wait, we have the wrong video here. It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a flashback here.
I don't think it is.
He's okay, now we've got Diana Russini. Diana was not in the football gear. Here it is, Diana. All right. She is going for it. She is going for it.
All right, in the wet, bad weather.
Spin move is everything.
Over the, you
there
know what?
There was no Whoa. Fear.
She tracked it from right
There's
to left.
There's no fear
bad
here
weather.
On NFL Live.
And it survived
and Kimberly, I'm Victoria Arland. Thanks for watching NFL Live.